study,
and play come together on a Windows 11 PC.
And for a limited time, college students get
the best of both worlds.
Get the Unreal College Deal. Everything you need to study and play with select Windows 11 PCs. Eligible students get a year of Microsoft 365 Premium and a year of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate with a custom color Xbox wireless controller. Learn more at windows.com/student offer. While supplies last, ends June 30th. Terms at aka.ms/college PC.
Morning decisions. How about a creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or a sweet vanilla? Smooth caramel maybe? Or a white chocolate mocha? Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Find Starbucks Frappuccino drinks wherever you buy your groceries.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Hey, New York! I'm sorry it took so long!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
James Dolan, he said at one point, when we win the championship, he turned into Oprah. You'll get a ring. You'll get a ring. And your wife will get a ring. And your girlfriend will get a ring. Or your mom will get a ring.
Earlier on the show, Apple TV lead MLS analyst Taylor Twellman. Coming up, actor Hugh Jackman. Plus, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, and ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Great chat with Taylor Twellman about the World Cup. In hour number one, Hugh Jackman of his new film, The Death of Robin Hood, is going to be joining us in hour number three. We've got a great celebrity true or false that does include a moment, apparently. We'll find out if this is true or not, that he's live on Broadway performing Beauty and the Beast, and his bladder gave way.
Oh,
well, he hit a high note.
Whoa.
Got to ask him about that. I mean, we'll ask him about Wolverine and, you know,
Showman,
Robin Hood and, you know, X-Men. And
yeah, let's do that.
Hugh Jackman on the program, man.
Love it.
Very excited about that. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. We'll take your calls in a moment. Joe Burrow, speaking to the media earlier this week, let's revisit this soundbite. A lot's been made of him talking about pressure, being under pressure at this stage of his career. Make it back to the Super Bowl. It is in the same house that he made it the last time.
True.
And also, you know, how he feels about his team. Lots to talk about how he feels about Cincinnati from last year, right? All of his press conferences. We spent a lot of time analyzing it, like analyzing this and analyzing that. You know what I mean? Like, does he really want to be there? Is he happy? Then they go ahead and get Sexy Dexy for the 10th overall pick. They flip the 10th overall pick for Dexter Lawrence after losing Trey Hendrickson, but they get a whole bunch of other defenders as well in free agency. That period was spent quite a bit on making sure Burrow doesn't have to win games 40 to 35 anymore. 40 to 21 would be good.
Yep.
They certainly have the opportunity to do the 40. And then he said something talking about pressure in his previous press conferences and how he feels about this current team that a lot of people have spent days talking about.
Is there any added level of pressure that comes with understanding what you have here?
I hope so. I hope so. I think that's great. You know, put pressure on guys. I love it. I thrive in it. We'll find out who else does. I know that we have the kind of people that want to be in that spot. You know, I want everybody talking about the Bengals. I want everybody talking about what I'm saying in my press conferences. And is he, you know, you go back and watch what I said before 2019 season at LSU, you know, I feel very similarly about this team. You know, I'm so excited to get started and get moving. And I wish we would ramp this right into training camp so we can continue to improve. Because I feel like, you know, there's so much greatness that we're going to be able to achieve this year. I'm just excited to get going.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
And I was saying, after watching that samba, it was a couple days ago, that I've never seen him look so antsy at the podium, like rocking back and forth, like he couldn't wait to get this out of his mouth and maybe throw, like, we'll find out who else thrives under pressure. And then he looked like antsy to start the season. Like he can't wait to show everybody what they can do. I got that sense. And then I also sat here after we went off the air wondering, what did he say about LSU in 2019? Well, I believe this is what he's referring to. He was at the Manning Passing Academy.
Oh.
Okay, getting ready for his second season at LSU after Ohio State told him to beat it. That's the way I look at it. Obviously, he and Ohio State talk about it differently, but that's just me trying to stir the pot. But after he left Ohio State and he's there at LSU, this is after the current Bills head coach Joe Brady showed up as a passing coordinator for Coach O, bringing an offense in, right? I think this is what he's referring to about what he said about that LSU team in 2019.
I think we're going to score a lot of points, and I don't think a lot of people are used to LSU scoring 40, 50, 60 points a game, and I think we have that capability. I think if we do what we need to do up to fall camp and then continue our hard work in fall camp, we can be one of the best offenses in the country.
You think?
Well, they scored a lot of points, and 60 being the operative number of the number of touchdown passes Joe Burrow threw that year.
It's like the greatest quarterback season in college history.
And many of them to his current wide receiver, Ja'Marr Chase. Yada, yada, yada. I just yada, yada, yada Justin Jefferson as well. What a sick cast of characters he had there. But if he's basically saying, hey, listen to what I had to say in 2019. We can score a lot of points here. Last year, the Rams scored 518 to lead the league. So that's a lot of points, but they've got the chance, man. Two chases, Ja'Marr and Brown. Receiver, running back. T. Higgins is there. You protect Burrow up front. He plays a healthy season, knock on wood. The defense tightens up, takes away a touchdown or 10 points, even fewer on average. And they could be back in the Super Bowl this year. That's for damn sure. For damn sure.
They scored 93 touchdowns that year at LSU.
I mean, so Joe's feeling
good. Is that good?
Clyde Edwards-Helaire had 16 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Chase had 20. Jefferson had 18. Terrence Marshall Jr. had 13. Like, this team was no joke.
Yeah, no joke.
So he's feeling that good. And that puts more pressure on himself and his teammates, but he's welcoming it. Now, that's a guy who performs under pressure.
For sure.
Okay. So that leads us to Joe Burrow openly talking about pressure and welcoming it and seeing who else on his team is up for the pressure and views it as the opportunity that Joe clearly views it as is. It's time for a top five list of quarterbacks under the most pressure. Now, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to give my top five, and then I will flip it over to you, Chris, for your top five.
Okay.
Because you and I, and those who consume this program every day, know, and for those who don't, if you're somewhat new to us, welcome. Chris and I view pressure for NFL quarterbacks differently. Mm-hmm. I view it as a quarterback under pressure because they may no longer get the opportunity to be a starter for the current team, a starter period, or their career's ending. And this is pressure because they may not have a chance to do it again. You, Chris, view pressure for a quarterback in the NFL as, what are people going to say about me if I don't perform as expected?
In relation to their expectations.
Correct.
Yes.
As expected.
Yep.
And I think that's nonsense. because you can block out noise. You can say you're blocking out noise, as you like to point out. But what we say in the media, and I'd love for it to be heard and viewed as important, because we feel it is. I'm like, no, pressure is internal. It's not external. So I'm wondering how different our lists are going to be.
I think they're quite different.
All right. Hit It, presented by Hyundai.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All right, here are my top five quarterbacks under the most pressure, presented by Hyundai. And again, this is based on mostly, will this quarterback get a chance to continue being a starter for a team, or needs to prove that they can still be a starter? Or, in my estimation, was the previous year's success a flash in the pan?
Okay.
And it could be a problem moving forward. And that's why I'm putting Daniel Jones here fifth. He's coming off an Achilles injury after a superb season. What would you say about, two-thirds of a season maybe for the Indianapolis Colts? A little less than that.
Well, they were 8-1, right?
Okay, and he's now coming back, and we'll see here. We'll see here. Can he just do it again, roll out, be the same guy? Because the contract extension that Chris Ballard gave him, if you look it up, it's really kind of a prove-it deal. It's not one of those like, you're our guy forevermore. And it's got to work for him and the Colts, because they flipped a couple of first-rounders to the Jets for Sauce Gardner. And they don't have a first-rounder in next year's quarterback, Rich, draft. So it's kind of got to work for everybody, and everybody might be under pressure, and we'll see what Daniel Jones does when he gets back in there for the Indianapolis Colts. Number four on the list, I am putting Tua Tagovailoa here. Is he going to get a shot? Michael Penix, and we'll hear this soundbite later on in this hour, is talking about being back right away, week one. Quarterback competition coming up in training camp. I believe they're going to take it slow with Penix. I'm not a doctor. I don't see his MRIs. I'm also not Kevin Stefanski. I think they're going to see what Tua's got to start off. And to start off, he's got Bijan behind him, or right next to him in a shotgun formation. Drake London here. Kyle Pitts there. That's pretty damn good.
Not bad.
And he also doesn't have the pressure of, hey, this is the team that drafted me in front of Justin Herbert, and they've changed all these coaches. It's his opportunity to basically say, Miami was tough for me, and it was tough for anybody, despite having Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and Devin Achane. But I'm going to start fresh here, unless he feels the pressure of having to come through. Because if he doesn't, will he even be a week one starter for another team? When would be the next time he's a week one starter for another team, or at least considered for it? Number three on my list of top five quarterbacks under the most pressure. Whoever starts for Cleveland, whoever Todd Monken says, you're my starter. Deshaun Watson, definitely last chance saloon. By the way, Browns fans are pissed at me for saying that I think it's going to be Deshaun Watson over Shedeur Sanders.
They love Shedeur.
Oh my God, I'm seeing these comments, and I understand they love Shedeur, but they're pot committed to this guy, number four. Come on. But whoever starts for Cleveland, because the Browns are loaded for draft bear in next year's quarterback heavy draft. So it's now, and take advantage of this opportunity now, and take the reins now or never, I think. Number two on this list, under the most pressure in the National Football League at the quarterback spot, is Malik Willis. Because the Dolphins are ready to basically say, thanks, Malik, we gave you this opportunity, but those guys in next year's draft, you're not paid that much. It's not going to be that expensive for us to move on to a rookie. And I understand you're sitting here going, oh, who has he really got as weapons other than Achane? That's true. That's pressure. Sure. Everybody's wondering, okay, you showed things in Green Bay that we didn't expect you to show so quickly and so expertly. But it's your chance. Make the most of it, because it may not last. That's pressure. And number one on this list is Aaron Rodgers. You bet. You bet. Will he feel it? I don't know. Does it matter to him? I think it does. Is his legacy already cemented? I think it is. But will he play another year? He already says he's not. You want to win one more? You got one last chance to do it. For Mike McCarthy, too, who might be under some sort of pressure to see what else is going on with Will Howard. If it doesn't work out, could it possibly go get to that? I doubt it. But that's Aaron Rodgers, number one on the list. And I got one more.
I did not know this.
My boy, and you should do that. I'm glad you play that drop because he accuses me of being a passionate Rams fan. This is the convergence of the way you look at pressure, Chris, and the way I look at pressure. Because Matthew Stafford, is this his last chance? Is he going to be done? And everybody expects the Rams to win the whole damn thing. And I would bet that this is the one guy for sure that's on my list that's on yours too, Chris. Because everybody's thinking, this is it. I mean, you got Myles Garrett now. I mean, you shouldn't even lose a friggin' game. Like, that's the pressure external. And internal, it could be like, do I want to do it anymore? You know? The body might not be this, that, the other thing. It's tougher for me to get ready for game days. We don't know. He makes it look so effortless. But is he going to be done? So this is the cross-section of the way I view pressure and the way Chris views pressure. That's my top five list. Christopher, the floor is yours.
You got. Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Brockman's.
Top five.
All right. Wow. That's stirring.
I'm glad it took you 6 tries to get one right.
Okay.
The difference between my list and your list, Rich, nobody on your 1 through 5 is expected to win the Super Bowl, and no one thinks they're going to win the Super Bowl because what is it all about, TJ? Why are we playing the games?
You play to win the game.
Okay. There's a parade happening right now.
I understand.
Or a championship parade.
Go for it.
They get rings. Number 5 on the list is Dak Prescott. He's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. He's the highest paid player in the NFL. He hasn't won a playoff game since 2022. Are you a serious contender or not? Are we going to be talking about you among the all-time great Cowboy players? Are you going to get your name in the Ring of Honor? Are they going to be wearing number 4 jerseys forever and ever? This is it. What are we doing, man? You got the 2 best wide receivers in football. The best duo in the league. Let's go, TJ.
Not the 2 best in football, 2 up.
You're taking those 2 as a duo. You're taking them over anybody else? Yes, you're taking them over everyone. Come on. All right. Number 4 is Justin Herbert. Ooh. Are you the guy that I've been hearing that you have been meant to be this whole time, or are you not? Jim Harbaugh says he wakes up in the middle of the night trying to get him to the Hall of Fame. How about you get him a playoff win first? Like, 1 step at a time. Baby steps, Jim.
Gotta crawl for you, what?
Like, come on. Justin Herbert. All injury this and injury that. Are you the dude or not? Okay? Ooh. Dudes have won Super Bowls with less talent than you've got around you. Mm-hmm. Figure it out.
Okay.
Number 3. A little controversial. But I'm putting him here because he's done it in his first 3 seasons. Done what? He's won playoff games. CJ Stroud. And this is, he is on this list because he is under pressure because are you going to be the Texans quarterback in 2 seasons? Are you going to be their long-term franchise player? The face of the franchise. You've won a playoff game in each of your first 3 years. Congratulations. That's a short list of people who have done that. Take it 1 step further. Can you get to an AFC championship? Can you get to a Super Bowl? You have an all-world defense. You have maybe the best defensive player in the league. And Will Anderson, you got a great head coach. Got a lot of young talent around you. Come on, man. Take it to the next level. Be the reason you're winning games, not the reason you're losing them in the playoffs. And number 2, this was a toss-up. You could have just combined these guys into 1, right? But they're an order of MVPs.
Okay.
Okay? So Josh Allen is 2nd, and Lamar Jackson is 1. I do not need to explain to you and everyone listening why they are the quarterbacks under the most pressure heading into this season.
Mm-hmm. Who's your 1 more?
Mike, hit it.
You have 1 more. I did not know this.
That's my boy.
Rich Eisen, this is where you and I have spent a lot of time together, and we think alike in many, many ways. Matthew Stafford is my 1 more. Because you got a super team, bro, and everyone expects you to win the damn thing, so go out and do it. A lot of people question whether you should have been the MVP last year, so let's see it. Go out there and be the best player in the league, be the best quarterback in the league, cement your first ballot Hall of Fame status, win the chip in your house. Let's go.
Okay, that's where we coincide right there. And those are our top 5s brought to you by Hyundai. Discover what's next at your local Hyundai dealer, like our next generation EV, the Ioniq 9. Hyundai, official partner of FIFA World Cup 2026. Now, TJ.
Yes, sir.
You heard his list.
Yes, I did.
You heard my list.
It.
He's already basically said my list is complete head in the sand, where none of them are expected to win at all, and thus the expectation isn't there, leading to lack of pressure, as opposed to his list, where the pressure is everybody on First Take and Get Up and the Rich Eisen Show and Dan Patrick and everybody else is talking about them and expecting them to win. So if they don't win, they're absolutely going to hear it. And thus, that's the pressure, even though my pushback would be his number five overall player under the most pressure. And Dak goes home and cashes his $60 million check, getting ready to be the quarterback of the Cowboys next year, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. He would trade all of that money for Super
Four
Bowl,
right? Overall, yep. Pick in his top five. And Justin Herbert cashes $50 million.
Hey, we do not need you to leave the witness.
And goes home to his Southern California house where he finds Madison Beer waiting.
Great. Number he would four, trade her for a Super Bowl ring,
number,
too.
Number three on his list.
I don't know about that.
Number three on his list is 100% going to have his fifth-year option picked up.
Do I get to lead the witness also?
And will definitely be the quarterback of the Houston Texans 2 years from now. And most likely is going to cash a $50 million check in year five because he's going to have a contract extension. And C.J. Stroud has won a playoff game every single year he's been with the Texans so far.
And everyone number thinks it's a joke. Is it just about money with you?
50-something million bucks, yep, and so go home to his beautiful wife and child and new baby. And Lamar's going to go home to his $50 million check and his shake weights or whatever the heck he does in his spare time and be the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens the next year. No matter what happens, there's no pressure.
You're insane. Okay, now my turn to lead the witness. No one thinks Daniel Jones is going to be a Hall of Famer. No one thinks Tua has any chance to win the Super Bowl this year. The Browns are the laughingstock of the NFL. Everyone thinks they're going to have a top five pick. The Dolphins, everyone thinks they're going to be the worst team in the league. There's no pressure on these guys. They're not going to the Hall of Fame. And these guys with all the money, yeah, they would trade all of that money for a Super Bowl ring. You are insane.
TJ?
All right, so after listening to a very compelling argument by you, Mr. Eisen,
yes.
Very compelling argument by you, Mr. Brockman,
yes.
I'm going to say this. First of all, both of you get no props for putting Matt Stafford as another one. Like, if you really felt that strongly, you would have said it with your chest and put him on the list, but you didn't. So I'm disqualifying Matt Stafford from
okay.
This. Rich, you tend to look at this more as a real-life thing. With
yes.
I have money, my wife, my career.
Yes.
Brockman looks at it more like a sports fan type of thing.
Legacy. This is, we're talking about legacy.
Legacy of a sports fan, yes. Right? Huh? I tend to lean more in this case with Chris. Chris, everything you said is right. Aaron Rodgers at number one, nobody expects anything out of Aaron Rodgers. If the Steelers win, great. But the thing is, this is it for him anyway.
This is it.
He's already got a ring.
If he doesn't win, he'll be just like, oh, you know what? I'll just go back to my year, and it's no big deal.
Well, he's got, what, $200 million? So if we're talking money, then he's fine.
He's probably, I bet you that's half of
he's made a lot of money. Yeah.
So I don't think there's any real pressure on him. Okay. Now, Chris, your arguments, like I said, I, as a sports fan, mm-hmm. taking in the sports fan way, I lean more towards you. Dak is always going to have pressure just because he wears a star in this helmet. And no matter how good he is, people are always going to say he sucks. And until he actually wins a Super Bowl, that's the only thing that's going to get people off.
So you like his list instead of mine?
Herbert, I agree with. He seems to escape any type of criticism.
Okay.
CJ looked awful in the playoffs, but Chris.
Then he gets criticized. Justin Herbert is going to, he'll just grip his hands on the wheel of 10 and 2 as he goes back to his beautiful home.
Well,
Madison Beer is.
That's fine.
Out.
All these guys got ladies and money. That's not what, you know, we're talking about as sports fans. I'm going to give Chris the win.
Sorry, Rich
here.
Eisen.
Oh, good. Thank you, TJ. TJ Jefferson, everybody. And Chris Brown. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. Even though that doesn't sound like I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, because you're looking at real life.
Yes, and because I cover different. The league and have for 23 years and know the way that guys think.
Yeah, and we are.
And I've talked about the league for 23 years.
A little mad at
and
me,
I understand. Lamar Jackson isn't sitting there going, oh my gosh, if I don't win.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't. I don't. You're correct.
I mean, I've covered the league for 16 years. I know. It's not shortchange me.
30 years.
I don't mean to say.
I'm just a fan.
What have you covered?
Nothing.
Fader?
Faders.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back, don't you dare move. We'll take your phone calls and so much more. A SoFi personal loan is here to help you achieve something once thought impossible, overcoming high interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low fixed rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same day funding. That's right. Pull off your own debt-defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll take your calls when we return.
Chris, I got all 5 of yours.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Rich Eisen here. You can always tell when something big is happening in a city. I know what it's like when I'm traveling for big games and events. I remember being in Pittsburgh earlier this year and experiencing the beautiful architecture and passion those fans have for their home teams. That was so infectious. Now, it was a great trip. But you know what it's like dealing with the travel. The airport is packed, hotels are booked up, restaurants all busy. And when you have that kind of influx of visitors in your city, a lot of them are searching for a place that feels a little bit more like home during their trip. That's why this can be a smart time to think about listing your own space on Airbnb. If you've got plans to be away this summer, consider listing your space on Airbnb while you're gone and earn some extra cash. It's simple. You're already traveling, so your place doesn't just sit empty while your city is busy. And from my experience on the road, having a comfortable home base can change the whole experience of a trip. So whether it's a big sports weekend, a concert series, or a major event coming to your area, this could be the right time to list your space on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. While the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent, future stars who are already turning heads at age 14. Because Next doesn't wait for an invitation, and neither do we. Hyundai has always moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability. And we're still doing it every day, because the future isn't some far-off concept. It's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
That was great.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show on our radio stream.
Hello.
Hey, Rich, are you feeling pressure to
feeling no pressure. Charlie in Orlando. Let's say hello to him. Let's say hello to Charlie in Orlando. You there, Charlie?
Hey, Rich. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Say hello to Charlie in Orlando for me, please.
Hello.
What's going on, Charlie?
Oh, I'm just working on the lawn before I get on a flight to Arlington today. Just trying to be productive and got you my AirPods, so I'm glad you guys can hear me.
Okay, we can hear you. What do you want to talk about?
Well, first, this is my third time calling into the show, and I really just wanted to quickly apologize that the last 2 times I didn't get to say how much I appreciate everything that you, Chris, TJ, Mikey, Jay Feller, Mike Hoskins, Adam, all do
on
a weekly basis.
Okay.
You guys are the best sports show in the biz.
Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate it.
I take in the content any way I can, youtube.com/RichEisen, nice. On the podcast, all of it.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you
Thanks,
guys.
Charlie.
You make my weeks and sports better. So just have to say that.
Okay. Charlie bit my finger.
Secondly, Rich, I'm going to go with your list over Brockman's.
Thank you.
I think as a sports legacy thing, like, I get it. I totally get it. But real world, what are they actually thinking?
That's right.
As a Ravens fan, there's no way Lamar's thinking, I'm not playing next year for someone.
Exactly.
Hopefully, he's continuing to play for the Ravens and winning games.
Understood.
But he's fine. He's fine. Malik Willis,
That's what I'm saying.
I know he doesn't have a lot of weapons around him, but
it's pressure.
I don't know.
Because if he doesn't do it this year, all right, Malik, you're going to be holding that clipboard again or the earbuds going back in, and that's not good. So,
which, not a Dolphins fan, but I am rooting for him because how can you not? He's such a great guy.
Bingo.
Okay. But
all right.
Really, the reason why I called in is I'd love to do, for the second time, the win-loss game for my Baltimore Ravens.
Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie in Orlando. Hello,
Charlie.
Earbuds in, lawnmower out. Here we go. Music on. What happens when the Ravens visit the Colts week one?
We're going to start off hot with a win for once in a while. We've been kind of like the Bengals, starting cold, but that's a win.
Home for the Saints week two.
That's another win.
2-0 visiting the Cowboys in Rio.
Going to Arlington right now, like I said, to visit some family. They are Cowboys fans, and they're going to like to hear this. I think that's an L.
Okay. 2-1 home for the Titans.
That's a win.
3-1 at the Falcons.
That's a win.
4-1 at the Browns.
I said this last time, we're always going to split with Cleveland. We did it last year, but I'm still going to predict it. That's a loss.
Okay. 4-2 home for the Bengals.
I think we'll split with the Bengals at home. That's a win.
That's 5-2 at the Bills.
Man, I'm tired of seeing them.
I feel
that's
they,
a
think
win.
They
that's
see,
a win.
I think they feel,
let's get some good vibes.
They
that's
feel the same thing about you, even though I think they do very well. 6-2. Did you say that's a win? Is that what you said?
I did.
Okay,
I did. 6-2.
Great then,
about it, but I'm going to say it's a win.
Back home for the Jaguars. Short week Thursday night.
That's a win.
7-2 home for the Chargers on a Monday night.
I'll give that to Jim.
Okay, 7-3 at the Panthers.
I like what they're cooking, but I have faith in Lamar to get it done. That's a win.
8-3 at the Texans.
I don't have faith in C.J. Stroud. I think we come back, we win that one.
9-3, hitting the bye, off the bye, home for the Bucks.
That's a win.
10-3 at the Steelers.
That's a loss.
10-4, home for the Browns.
That's a win.
11-4 at the Bengals on a Thursday night.
At the Bengals?
Yep.
That's a loss.
11-5, home for the Steelers.
That's a win.
12-5. Safe flight, safe journey, sir. That's Charlie in Orlando.
Charlie.
Appreciate what you had to say about us on the show. Name checked everybody.
That was nice.
12-5 is a realistic scenario. Yeah. It's a maybe pie in the sky for some. Boy, that's going to be a fun game when Jim Harbaugh shows up. You know, hey, that's the franchise that fired my brother and then hired my defensive coordinator to replace him. That'll be quite a day.
Yeah, that's pretty spot on. Ravens win total 11.5.
Okay, very good. Let's go to Jeff in Detroit, one of our favorites.
Hey,
what's up, Jeff?
Jeff in Detroit. Woo!
What's going on, cousins and aunt? How's everybody
what
doing?
Up, Jeff, what's up, Doug?
First of all, I'd like to say happy Father's Day to you guys, Chris Brockman and Uncle Rich.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, kids, Jeff. TJ, you got a guy kid, so I know how that goes.
Okay, I look forward to Sunday.
I'm sure.
Yep.
You said what?
No, I look forward to Sunday being left alone and ignored.
Oh, most definitely. TJ got guy kids.
I do.
And Del Tufo.
I'm a daddy to them all.
You daddy within his last 6 months.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah.
Del Tufo's a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
wow.
True.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
not wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
First of all, I would like to just say, hopefully that the Wu-Tang had a float in the Knicks parade.
Right.
Of ex-Knicks players on floats. You know, I'm hoping that happened.
It did. It is.
Jalen Brunson is going to go down, in my opinion, as the greatest New York sports figure ever. I've never heard of anybody leaving $113 million on the table.
That's
just
true.
So, and I honestly thought about it. $113 million sacrificed so an entire city could win a championship. Right. And, I mean, everybody's celebrating. I mean, all the way here in Detroit, dude, I kid you not, you got people running around with Knicks jerseys on. So a tip of the hat to all the Knicks fans. You guys did it. And it was pretty nice to see because we talked about it earlier on.
Yep.
Who's the damn guy for New York? Who knew Jalen Brunson would really be that damn guy?
Listen, Jeff, you're not wrong. And thanks for the call and appreciate it. Always great to hear from you.
All right.
Yeah, Susie's all about that $113 million he left on the table. She keeps mentioning that.
Yeah.
About as a special aspect. Actually, she shot a reel for the Women's Sports Now Instagram page on that very subject at WSN on ESPN. Because really, I mean, they're not acquiring Cat, and they're not re-signing OG, and they're not surrounding Jalen with all these players if Jalen doesn't say, okay, you don't have to pay me the max. Listen, here's the one thing about Jalen Brunson that I welcome from my friends in the media. Please continue with the topic bars and the bottom, you know, graphics, setup lines of, is he an MVP player? Is he top five in the NBA? Please keep talking that way. Please, please give him a chip on the shoulder to go with his chip. Please give him another reason to keep that chip on his shoulder. Please.
You want him to double dip the chip.
Oh, I just want everybody to go, that was great, but can he do it again? That was great. Is it for real? Was it just a 10-week run? Was it just even 8 weeks? It wasn't even 10 weeks. You know what I mean? Was it really? Please keep talking that way. Please doubt it. Doubt it. Keep going. Keep going. Because, yes, he's a top five player in the NBA. He's an MVP candidate in the National Basketball Association. Let's keep talking about Jokic needing another one and SGA winning another one and Wemby got robbed. Let's talk about it. Let's keep going. Let's talk about your Celtics. Let's talk about Giannis, who may be a Celtic at this point by next week. Let's keep going. Please, keep going. Go. Let's go.
Rich Tech.
Onward, onward, onward. Brunson's not it. He's not it. He's 6'1". He's Becky Hammon's 1B. You know, let's keep going.
Are you saying this keep is a Knicks fan? Because I'm seeing just positive stuff about him.
Oh, so really?
As a Knicks
fan. You're not watching television like I am.
I'm on social media a lot. And they're
really? People are saying he's top five? He's MVP?
Well, top all I keep five.
And these are debates.
He's getting
conversations.
He's getting a lot of love, Rich.
He is.
We even talked about him on
for
no
what
contest
he just did, but for what he just did, but not where he is. I think he's a Hall of Fame. I think he just made himself a Hall of Fame player. I think he just got himself an orange jacket.
Yeah, the NBA Hall of Fame is much easier to get into than the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So you're probably right about that.
Well, even that is a slight.
But it's true, though.
Who has the most clutch points in the NBA playoffs for the last three seasons? Who just did what Michael Jordan did? Who just brought a chip to New York City? Who just gave Patrick Ewing the smile of his life? Who just did all that? An NBA top five player. Keep doubting him.
Well, I've got something
go
that will
for
add
please
to
please keep going.
I got something that will add to your argument. Somebody on Twitter posted something about, we're talking trophies. Look at the amount of trophies that Jalen Brunson, no one else has done this. He's won 7 trophies this season alone.
Yep.
The NBA Cup, the NBA Cup MVP, the Shooting Stars, Eastern, Larry O'B, MVP. I mean,
that's it.
No one's done this.
I love it. But is he top five in the NBA?
Top five player, no. He's ninth in odds for MVP heading into next year.
Excellent. Keep going. Keep going. That's great.
Your argument's compelling, and of course there will be people, I guess, who will push back on that, but the proof is in the pudding. Those trophies, the most important trophy, mm-hmm. the fact that the city, the greatest city in the world, in my opinion,
right.
is rocking with him.
Well, he didn't win those trophies by himself.
No.
It's, of course, it's a team sport. But
we're talking about top five players individually. You win trophies as a team.
Oh, got it.
But I've never seen a player do what he did in the finals. So
yes, we have. Yes, we have.
We've seen Michael Jordan do it.
I'm saying
we've seen Magic.
Michael Jordan was the third pick in the draft.
They're like, Hall of Famers.
They've all done it.
They're all. We've seen Hall of Famers do it.
They did it multiple times.
I'm not counting them. I'm counting a guy who wasn't looked at to be, and like I'm taking Rich's side here.
I love it.
He wasn't looked at to be a Michael Jordan
all
or
of these topic
Kobe
bars,
or a Shaq.
All of these topic bars have a subtext of disbelief. Keep going.
Well, it is kind of unbelievable what happened.
I know. But disbelief that not over what happened, that it's sustainable.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
Criticism.
And that's understood.
And wonderment.
And heard. Yeah. Keep it up.
I look at it like
same intensity as Michael Irvin.
I don't even know why you care about any of this stuff.
Why do I care?
Why do you care?
Because you want to change.
53 years, good. You should be riding high. You shouldn't care what a bunch
who
of
once
jerk
ruled
jobs are
Manhattan once upon a time said greed is good.
It's parade day. You should be celebrating. Why are you angry at lists?
Yeah, I would not care about.
I'm a New Yorker. I'm not happy unless I'm unhappy sometimes.
well, you need to understand that as a Bostonian.
That's how you brand me.
I brand you all the time. Correct.
This is your wake-up call, pal.
That's it. Thank you, sir.
I would say I wouldn't give two pieces of monkey crap what anyone said at this point because your guy.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm just seeing.
Got a champion.
I see everything here. I see everything here as I sit here. I see what everyone else is talking about. I see the topic bars. I see how they're trying to fill time. I see it.
Don't fall for the okie doke, Rich.
I'm not. I'm happy. Damn it. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial.
Hello.
Right here.
That makes sense.
Hugh Jackman's coming up. Why would Jalen Brunson
got a chip. Hugh Jackman's coming up. You just interviewed Henry Winkler and Marv Albert.
Come on, man.
Life is good for you, dude.
And it counts.
Good, have a great day today.
There we are. All right. Take a break.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
MLB.tv on ESPN is your home for every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Catch your favorite teams and players, plus MLB Network and ESPN app features like multi-view, syncing your stats, key plays, bets, and fantasy, all in one place. Sign up now for MLB.tv in the ESPN app. Separate subscriptions required. Blackouts and other terms apply. Visit stream.espn.com/MLBTV for more information.
While the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent. The future stars who are already turning heads at age 14, because next doesn't wait for an invitation, and neither do we. Hyundai has always moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability, and we're still doing it every day. Because the future isn't some far-off concept. It's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA.
Rich, can we get an OH?
Who? Me?
Isaac?
You know, I do that all the time. I get the OH. Mm-hmm. The OH that said to me, especially when I'm in Canton for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
And I answer N-O. Not I-O. N-O.
Oh, no.
N-O. You cannot get an OH. As a matter of fact, N-O. Boy, we're talking about how both it's not Czech Republic anymore, right? It's Czechia.
Yeah, Czechia.
And the folks of South Africa, the Republic of South Africa, both lost their first matches, right?
Yes, yeah.
They need to win. Yep. And South Africa was down 1-0. Is this an extra time? I can't.
Not yet. We're heading towards it. Yeah, we're in the 89th minute
and
right
they just
now.
Tied it up.
Yeah, in the 83rd minute. Oof. Yeah, it's been it was 1-0 this whole match. 1-0.
In Atlanta. It's lit there. Guys, I looked down at my phone during the commercial break, and you got to be on our P's and Q's here.
Of course.
Jalen Brunson text you?
No. Another New York sports legend did.
Oh.
Reggie?
Yep.
No. Oh. I was going to say Joe.
Yeah. Reggie text you.
What's up? I'll be listening to you for the next 2 hours. He's driving. And
now that's pressure.
That's pressure.
That is pressure. Yeah, Reggie Jackson just threw pressure on you to have a good rest of the show.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have a great rest of the show. I'm wondering, do I, wouldn't you want to, like,
you better
on a day like today,
hear from him?
Yeah.
Just
have him call in.
Uh-huh.
Did you ask him to call?
About it? He's about to.
Yeah, for sure. Do it.
About his Canyon of Heroes?
Do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Three swings, three home runs.
They must have had a parade after.
Oh, 100%.
After 1977.
I don't know.
That was their first Yankee World Series championship since the 60s.
They had to have one.
Did Yankees have a parade in 1977?
Okay. As you know, we usually
Yes. The Yankees had a ticker tape parade.
They did.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Ooh, it was steady rain. That day.
Did it really?
Yeah, that's what it says. Yeah.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. I am going to copy the phone number. I haven't given out the hotline number in forever.
Yeah, hotline.
I want to call in.
I know when that hotline blinks.
Mr. October, talk about your parade moment.
Can we talk about how ridiculous this is?
Why?
No, Reggie Jackson is texting you during...
Because he's listening to it.
That is amazing.
I know, but you're an eight-year-old boy, right? Yeah. Watching Reggie in the World Series.
Come on, man. This is insane.
Almost 49 years later.
If you told me that, I'd say, what's texting?
Right?
That's the first thing.
Come on. This
number
is
one.
I get it.
This is crazy, man.
As you're eating some Pop Rocks.
Let's see if the... You know, I just sent it. We'll see. I just... Send it up the flagpole.
Right. Meanwhile, at the U.S. Open, Rich, only four players under par at Shinnecock right now. Ooh. The course is dominating.
Mm-hmm. I've played Shinnecock 2 weeks before U.S. Open or right after. I don't forget which one.
And 2018?
Yeah, so they had not, I don't know.
Or 2004, which one?
2004.
Okay.
I think that's what it was.
Mm. So the course was in perfect shape.
Or was it 03, though? Wasn't it? I don't know. Whatever it was, I played it, and they had yet to cut the grass.
Whoa.
So it was before. And you're stepping on your golf ball.
Yeah, it's very hard.
You can't even find it.
Yeah, and the wind is howling. It's supposed to be the worst day for the wind.
Gosh.
Sam Stevens, Joe Eder, 2 under par. Rory McIlroy, 1 shot back at -1.
Okay. All right, so that's going on. Let's go, man.
Extra 7 minutes of extra time.
Brunson is talking. By the way, Mayor Mamdani spoke at this parade, and he went through a litany of great Knicks that we enjoyed watching in the 53 years while we were waiting. And James Dolan is sitting right there, and you know, apparently, you know, they went at each other over this watch party stuff. Mayor Mamdani mentioned Charles Oakley with James Dolan sitting right there.
As he should.
Yeah. As he should.
Exactly.
Should.
Oak should have been on a float today. Like, let's be honest.
Tell me about
Kevin
it.
Will have nothing to do.
Don't get me started.
The security guard.
Brunson's the one to pull me out of the wormhole, and you know it.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Also, when we had Neil deGrasse Tyson on and said it's not technically a wormhole.
Yeah. Yeah. Black hole.
Right. He gave me the whole science of it like I needed it.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.